Thank you for calling customer service. This is Crow. How may I help you?
Hello, my name is Marilyn. I'm calling from a financial institution, and I am on a recorded line. Is it okay for me to continue?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, and I apologize. What was your name again?
My name is Crow, K-R-O-W.
Thank you. And so I'm calling on behalf of one of our members. He was stating that, you know, he did not sign up for something, and he's not authorizing the charge. So I was just hoping you can assist me with that.
Okay, can I start by getting the customer's zip code?
Yeah, of course. It is 9954. 9540.
Okay, can I have his first and last name?
Yeah, Shelby Edmond.
You said Shelby?
Yes, Shelby is the first name. Last name is Edmond.
E-D-M-O-N-D?
E-D-M-U-N-D.
Oh, okay. Okay, I do have an account underneath the name, and the zip code is 99554. Could that be?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, can you verify the address for the customer for me?
P.O. Box 253, Alakanik, Alaska.
All right, I have a different address. Do you have his home address? I think that's what it is.
Let me double check here. We have housing number 6 Anderson Street. I think something like that.
Okay, that's correct.
Okay.
All right, so I do have his account pulled up, and I do see where he was being charged $56.95. Now, there's an original charge of $7.95 on his account. It was made on the 21st of November, and it was for a drill. Now, let me take a look at this because I haven't seen this one yet. Okay, so it's for a DeWalt power drill, and this was for a sweepstakes. On the terms and conditions on the website, it does outline that he had a 1 in 1,000 chance of winning the sweepstakes, and if he didn't win, then he would be later enrolled in an automatic membership for the Factory Direct Savings Club, and if he didn't cancel his account within a certain amount of time, he would be charged the full price. Now, that membership does come with a $125 gift voucher you can use for any more in-store purchases. And it also comes with, I think, let me see. Okay, it also increases his chance of winning the sweepstakes every month he's charged.
Okay. Okay, and you know, he said that he did not, you know, recognize signing up for something like this, or like he didn't authorize it. Is it possible for us to like get a refund for him?
Okay, so for the $56.95.
Yeah, just for the $56.95.
Okay, I can't give a 50% refund of this charge.
Is there no way that we can do a full refund?
Give me one moment. I'll speak to a supervisor, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so the supervisor told me to go ahead with the full refund. It should return to his account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. 3 to 5 business days. And is there like a refund confirmation number or a cancellation number, anything like that?
Yes, ma'am. I can give you a cancellation number.
Okay, and I'm ready whenever you are.
All right, it's C as in Charlie.
Okay.
262.
Okay.
975. 371.
C as in Charlie, 262-975-371.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much for your help today. And I believe that'll be all for me.
All right. Well, I thank you for calling. I hope you have a great day, ma'am.
Thank you. You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.